Technology for Parents and Babies. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from LittleOne.care is CEO Shauli Gur-Aryeh.
Hello, hi, Shauli. Fred. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you've got a new device on the market called Elora, a baby wellness monitor. Give us the overview of what this is.
So this is the first wellness monitor, as you mentioned, but this time it is for babies. The same way you have a smartwatch, like Apple Watch or any other Garmin watch, why not have it for your baby? You track your own wellness, you track your own trends day to day, and why not put it on the most important person for you, your baby? So we developed this device. This is how we started the idea. And we developed this device that is a smartwatch for babies. It doesn't, they don't need to see the hour or to tell the time, but they do need a device that lets you as a parent to know what happened with them during the whole day. Many parents these days are just, you know, they want to stay with their baby as much as possible, but they have to go to work. They want to give their baby the best future possible. So when they're not with the baby, it's sort of an extension for you as a parent to know what happened with your baby during the whole day. So let me show you how it gets attached to the baby's shirt, actually, instead of to the baby's hand. It's very important for the development, that the symmetric development, it will be in the center. So this little device is just simply attached to the baby's shirt from the outside, and then from the inside, spin it. That's it. That's on the baby's shirt. It stays there for the whole day and knows what happens with the baby. If the baby was rolling over, sleeping, active, crying, he was hearing a lot of songs, music, or many words, or he just was quiet, or he was in front of the TV. And as a parent, by the end of the day, it tells you the quality care of the baby, the baby's development trends, and also what the baby was, what the baby needs according to the emotional and developmental story.
That's very interesting. So you're not measuring things like heart rate, breathing, things like that,
not
associated with a watch, for instance.
Right. So we focus on development and quality of care. And for babies, we started only with knowing the sounds around the baby. So if there were shouts, or when the baby was crying, someone took him and, you know, was soothing him on the other end. And motions, like if the baby was active or sleeping or dancing or rolling over, falling on the stomach, or in a stroller. In addition, we also have a very unique sensor for air quality. So parents now, after we were talking to many American parents, we discovered that they want to know also the air quality around the baby. So we added this sensor to the Elora device.
And is that going to let a parent know when the baby should be changed, or what? What is that going to
actually
tell us?
Yes. Actually, parents now already with the beta parents, we already let them know the time, the sleeping time. So how much the baby was sleeping, and you know, if he were with the nanny or in the kindergarten, in the daycare. So they know how much time the baby was sleeping, how much time he needs to sleep even farther. And this ability to know when the baby falls asleep and when they wake up, let us do something very interesting. When the baby was crying, we of course also let parents know when the baby was crying. But the baby was crying and then he fell asleep, so we understood that this cry, statistically, was due to tiredness. the baby was tired and he fell asleep afterwards. So this is why we know, or we assume, it was due to tiredness. Since we had enough examples, we started to develop a program called neural network, AI program, that actually understand the tiredness in the cry and let parents know that this cry is due to tiredness in advance.
Very, very interesting. So this is coming to market now. Tell us about the availability and how it's priced.
You can actually buy now. It's only for the initial sale. You can actually buy it in $299, price point of very similar to other baby devices, tech devices. And the thing is, it helps you to know your but both it's also a baby monitor, so it can feel the motion of the baby. So the belly goes up and down, so it feels also the motion of the baby. But it's not just the traditional monitor, it's a lot more than this. It lets you know also everything we spoke now, the development of the baby and the quality of care. And you can just buy it now on our website, littleone.care. The supply is limited, but the very first customer will be able to get it.
And what is the age range of the baby that this is intended for?
So it's 0 to 24 months. And you might ask, why 24 months? So actually, all the parents that we worked with told us in the age of 24 months, baby can talk several words and explains what's going on with him, whether it's development, quality of care, or why he's crying, what he needs. And this is why we decided to stop at the age of 24 months, because parents until this age really needed us, and after this age, they can have it with have a conversation, or not knowing what happened with the baby just by communicating.
And this is rechargeable. Tell us how this works and when it would typically be recharged. Is the baby wearing this to bed at night, or is that when it's charged?
No. So since it's both a traditional monitor for the nighttime, for the sleep, and also a monitor for the whole day, the only time that the baby can't wear it is during bath time. So during the bath time, you charge it. It's a bit longer than a typical bath. It takes 40 minutes to charge it, but in these 40 minutes, it is in the docking unit. It is charged, the LoRa device is charged, and also upload the data of the full day, so you can get the summary in your application as a parent. You can see starting with what happened this day, okay, when the baby was asleep, crying, and so on. But also you get the trends, and also you get the summary of okay, the baby was sleeping today less than usual, so maybe he needs to sleep more. Or the baby was what wasn't cry was crying today more than usual, so let's see what happened with him. Or the baby heard a lot of words, so let's say thank you for granny for talking to the baby and helping him to develop to with verbal development.
And if it's also used as a monitor at night, is it alerting a parent on an app if the baby awakens, is crying, etc.? How does that work?
So let me start one step before. This device, the LoRa device, doesn't emit transmission at all. So no radiation. It's only a passive device, but as default, it's like a phone with the flight mode. Okay. But if you, as a parent, want, you can define to have real-time alerts. That means that if the LoRa device detect there is something which is potentially wrong, let's say no movement at all, or too strong movement, or the baby was fall off the counter, you know, when it's emergencies that no one wants to think of, but happen. So on this alerts, you can choose to get real-time alerts, which also alert your phone if there's Wi-Fi available in the area. So if it's happened in someone's house, and also the device itself beeps and change the light to let you know that something happened.
Very interesting. For more information, where should people go?
LittleOne.care, that's our website. It's LittleOne.care. And everything is there. Frank, it's a FAQ and parents' testimonials and reviews and anything you want to know on our website, LittleOne.care.
And finally, what was the motivation? How did this come about, Sholi?
That's a great question. So we all, my partners, my co-founders, and I always knew that we want to make something and make something for the for good, you know, for the good of people around the world. And when we started it, we searched for many ideas, and one of the co-founder had a baby that day, that time, and we wanted to let people know and let help people to do the best for their babies as much as we wanted to do it for him. And we were two technological person and one a marketing person, and we decided to get disabilities for any parent in the world. We want to reach any baby in the world eventually, letting them have their best self, their best development.
Well, the site once again is littleone.care. Sholi Gur Arye, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Fred.